Welcome to the Faith Fighter Podcast. This is your host, Nathan Brown. This is episode number 2, and we are continuing this fight for the faith. I believe, as I said last time, that we are in a battle in this world. We are in a spiritual battle, and we need warriors who are willing to go out there and fight. We don't need people who are going to sit home on the couch and hope that somebody else does the job for them. Now, as we look at the Word of God tonight, we're going to look at the book of James. In James chapter 2, verse 14 says, "For what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him?" Now, this is a thought that we really need to grasp a hold of. If we are going to fight for the faith, if we are going to be in the battle for our country, for our faith, then we need to realize that we can't just sit home and do nothing. We can't just say that we are going to pray about it, but we're not willing to put that prayer into action. It is easy to sit home and say, well, we will pray that God will send somebody else, or we will pray that God will lead somebody else to take over this responsibility to fight for the faith. But it's harder for us to get off of our couch, get out of our house, get out of our comfort zone, and actually go and fight for the faith. But that is exactly what we need in our world today. We need Christians who are willing to get off of the couch, get out of the comfort zone, and actually get in the fight. We don't need you sitting on the sidelines doing absolutely nothing. James goes on to say, "If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit?" If we see that there is a need in our world, and let's use the example that James uses just to kind of bring us into what I'm trying to say. If you see someone who is naked or hungry, and you say you hope they are warm and you hope their body is full of food, but you don't give them any clothes and you don't give them any food, you are actually doing nothing for them. You are saying that you hope they are warm, you hope they are full, you will pray for them, but you do nothing for them. Now that is like, let's go into what we are talking about when we're talking about being in the fight. That is like saying, I hope that someone goes to Jackson and fights for abortion, fights against abortion. I hope that someone goes out there and stands against sex trafficking. I hope that someone goes out there and fights for our rights of freedom of speech or our rights for the Second Amendment. I hope that someone goes out there and fights that we may always keep the freedom of religion, but you yourself don't go out there. That, therefore, you personally are doing nothing for the fight. You are sitting at home hoping and praying that somebody else does it. But what if that somebody else is you? What if you are the one that is supposed to go to Jackson and fight against abortion? What if you are the one who is supposed to fight against sex trafficking? What if you are the one who is supposed to fight for our freedom of speech, our Second Amendment rights? What if you are the one who is supposed to fight to pray and fight to keep our freedom of religion? We always want someone else to do it because we don't want to take the effort or make the effort to do anything about it. But that's exactly what I am talking about in these podcasts, is we actually have to take an initiative to do something. We actually have to get out of our comfort zone and do more than just pray, do more than just talk about it, do more than just hope somebody else does it. We actually need to get in the fight and do something about it ourselves. James goes on to say, "Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone." Now, works is not quite, works are not required for salvation. Let's get that straight. But if you are saved by the grace of God, your works will be produced. You will do something for God. You will do something to show that you have had a change in your life. And folks, the way I see the world going right now, the way I see the current administration going, the way I see things changing in the world, I know more now more than ever, we need to be the people who show that we are saved by the grace of God through our works. We can't be the ones who sit on the sidelines anymore. We can't be the ones who say, I hope somebody else does it anymore. We've actually got to show our faith by our works. James says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. People will know that we are Christians by our love, by our attitude to fight for what is right. How is the world going to know that we are serious about fighting for our faith? How is the world going to know that we are really against abortion, that really we are really against sex trafficking, that we are really against taking away our First and Second Amendment rights? How is the world going to know we're really against it if we don't fight for it? It's amazing that the people who are getting things done are the smaller populations, the smaller groups of people. Why? Because they're willing to fight. They are willing to get out, and they are willing to fight for what they believe in. If we really believe in what we say we believe in, if we really believe that abortion is murder, if we really believe that sex trafficking is wrong and evil and sinful, if we really believe that our First Amendment freedom of speech rights are under attack, if we really believe that the Second Amendment is under attack, if we really believe that the freedom of religion is under attack, then why aren't we fighting for it? Why aren't we fighting for what we feel is under attack? We need to do more than sit home and say that we're tired of what's going on. We actually have to get in the fight. And that is what James is telling us to do. He's telling us that we have to do more than just say that we have faith. We actually have to put that faith into practice. And folks, that is what I want to do through this podcast. I want to put my faith into practice. I want to tell the world that we don't agree with the way things are going. And we want to see change in our world. I don't want to be on the sidelines watching. I want to be in the heat of the battle. And if I find out that there's a time when I can go to Jackson and stand on the steps of the Capitol and fight against abortion, folks, I'm going to be there. Because I can't tell you what we need to do if I'm not willing to do it myself. There are babies that are being killed every day in America. Babies that will never get the opportunity to live. What are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? Slowly, our rights as Americans and as Christians are being taken away by Washington. What are we doing about it? Are we standing on the sidelines as our freedoms are stripped away? Or are we actually making an effort to call our representatives, tell them that we don't agree with what's going on now? Tell them that we don't agree with abortion. We don't agree that sex trafficking should be allowed, that we should really put a stop to that. That we don't agree that our First Amendment rights be taken away just because someone doesn't agree with what we say. That we don't agree that we should not have the right to bear arms. We don't agree that our religious liberty should be taken away just because someone doesn't agree with our religion. Folks, that's what it really comes down to. That's what we're really fighting. We're fighting people who don't want us to have the rights we have simply because they don't agree with it. Well, I don't agree with a lot of stuff too. But if you want to live the way you want to live, that's between you and God. But don't force it on me. Don't force your lack of morality upon me. And that's what the world is doing. They are forcing their lack of morality on us and wanting us to bow down to the liberal agenda that they are pushing on us in America. And we need to fight against it. We need to stand up and say enough is enough. So my question tonight is, are you with me? Are you with me? Are we going to stop just saying we have faith and start showing that we have faith? Are we going to stop sitting on the sidelines and start going forward in the battle and start fighting for what we believe in? Stand with me. Stand strong. And let's get in the fight together. I ask you to keep supporting this podcast and getting it out there. And I ask you to share it if you can. Share it like crazy. Let's get the truth out there. Let's let them know where we stand as Christians. Thank you for listening. Y'all have a blessed day and get in the fight.